Have you ever pondered the connection between spirituality and physical health? It's a thought that may not cross our minds frequently, but today, we're diving into an intriguing exploration of Christianity and fitness. Can the two mix?
Everybody, welcome back to the CVMK show, because it is what it is. It's the best show on the planet. Why? Because you listen to the best podcast host. Where else can you get Jesus, fitness, a little ratchetness, and business all in one place? Only on the CVMK show, because it's the CVMK experience. I want to thank the fans. You guys have got us over almost to 15,000 subscribers. And we're growing, and I am telling you, we're going to hit that 100K mark before Christmas. Mark my words, I've been praying and fasting on it. You know, the Lord shall do this thing, but I'm super excited. I want to thank you guys. Guys, you guys have been amazing on the CVMK underscore Glow on Instagram, on fan base at CVMK, and access CVMK Global on TikTok at CVMK Globe. If it wasn't for you, none of this would be possible. But today's show, and I do mean today's show, is with a faith fitness influencer. Yes, I said it, a faith fitness influencer. Usually in the world of social media, influencers are either, you know, an influencer because this, they're a hip hop artist, they're a dancer, they're a credit cleaner upper and lifestyle. I think the new thing is like lifestyle influencer, you know, whatever that is. But they just basically drive Lamborghinis and it makes you want to follow their lifestyle. Like, all right, cool, you know. but to get a faith-based fitness influencer is rare. That's what caught my eye. And I was like, we got to have a conversation with the one, the only, Darion out of Miami, Florida. And it's going to go down after this quick break. Darion, how you doing today?
I am doing really good. Hello. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. Look, the pleasure's all mine. I first of all, I want to thank you. I've said it privately. I want to say it publicly. You know, anytime you reach out, and I say this, you never know what response you're going to get. And it's bold. I'm going to be honest. I can't wait to the day that God blesses me where I don't have to personally reach out to anybody anymore. And I can have an admin do that for me, because you never know. It seems awkward, weird, but, you know, I was like, hey, look, this is the show. This is what we're about. You acquiesced and you came on. So I appreciate you. I know you didn't have to do it. And I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. What caught my eye, you know, I'm not impressed by muscle. In the industry, I know bodybuilders. I've done content shoot with, you know, a few. What impresses me as I age, particularly, is character and messaging. What are you really trying to convey to the audience? That is something that I think is missing. Because a lot of times it's like, you know, get bigger muscles, you know, be visible, you know, get a million Instagram followers. That's kind of the key to success, right? Grow your muscles, get a million followers, live the life. But you've taken a different route. You have managed to make sure that the muscle doesn't outweigh the Messiah, and you have placed Christ in the forefront of all this. So before we get into that, right, who are you? Like, tell us, who are you, and why did you get into fitness?
Well, I am Darion, aka Trinity Temple. The reason I got into fitness was actually, it was accidental. You know, I fell into it in college. I was running track. The coach made us work out. And I was like, you know what? I'm liking what this is doing for my body. And another reason was I was being teased by like my family and my ex calling me, you know, saying, oh, you got a flat butt, or you don't have no curve, you know, saying stuff like that. And I noticed that when I would go to the gym, I would feel good. After, I felt like I had a hobby that someone could not take away from me. And I felt like God placed me at that point in time. I didn't know that was the gift from God, but looking now, God gave me that gift to share it with others. It's not just for me, but it was to give to other people who were dealing with, you know, low self-esteem or insecurities or wanting to become better, because you never want to stay the same. So there's other things, but that was the main first thing.
So you mentioned this before you knew it was God, right? You said it was this kind of insecurity and you were placed in this environment and nobody could take it from you. And I've never heard it quite phrased that way. So explain to us, elaborate, like, what is it like? And I've heard this from women to go into these, and I don't think it's just a gender thing. I think it's just human beings when they go into these new spaces and this feeling of inadequacy, like, what is that feeling like? And then when did it start to turn on its head?
You know, I actually started going to classes first, and the classes were full of women. And in my mind, I had played sports before, like co-ed sports. So I wasn't thinking about, oh, somebody looking at me. Because as long as I got music in my ears, it's just me in that gym, honestly. And I thank God for that gift of just staying like narrow, focused, you know, tunnel vision. I thank God for that. But I honestly, I didn't have a thought of, oh, who's looking at me, or I feel intimidated, because I don't know. I probably was looking crazy in the gym, but at that time I wasn't thinking about that. I was just sticking to something that made me feel good. It gave me a hobby versus just going to work and going home, or going to school and going home. So it was fun for me.
So during this process, there was, I guess, a crossroads. Like you said, you've always had this gift that you could focus. You could tune out the surrounding elements, and you could really become laser focused on a goal and objective. But something had to happen, right? Because I always say this, you know, I've seen two things happen. There's, I would say, people fall into three categories, particularly in the gym. The first category is seasonal trend, right? Like, you don't see them during October, November, December. You see them January, February, April, May. They skip March, April, May. And it's more like they're always trying to catch the seasons. That's one person. Then you get the, say, consistent social media light. and, you know, everything is a photo, you know, taking side photos and awkward poses, stopping the workout and the whole flow just for a moment, but not really trying to build what I would say. I don't know if it's a see me or whatever. And I don't knock it. I think everybody has to find their lane and their voice. And then you get the third, where you can say, like, this is a business. It's more than a passion. This is a calling for that individual. You can see it in the way they prepare, the way that they train, the conversations. So when did it click for you that you knew, like, my calling is somehow to give God the glory out of this?
I would say the year that I became ill. I was working at a doctor's office and I was like, why is my stomach hurting? Da, da, da. So lo and behold, I had it's called autoimmune hepatitis, which is if you eat the wrong meat or if you get a tattoo. The doctor said it could have came from like taking a certain medication. That made me think, like, I really need to take care of myself. At the time, I was like 23. I'm 34 now. And I was like, wow, this is something that I need to focus on, healing my body. And thank God for my parents' praying hands. They would place their hands on my belly, because what the disease is, the body attacks itself. So it's like your liver flushes everything, and the liver wasn't working properly. So at that point in time, that's when I became to go into another level, and people started even asking me more questions of, how do you do this? How do you do that? Because at the time I started working out, I think I was 18 years old. It wasn't as popular and my friends would ask me certain questions, and you know, I was kind of embarrassed. I didn't want nobody to know I was working out because I just wanted to pop up and look like my body changed. But I would say that in that time when the doctor told me my diagnosis of my lab work, that took me to another level. And I had a praying life at the time, yeah. But God started talking to me like, hey, once I became healed, God was like, hey, I need you to continue on with this journey, help others heal, not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, emotionally, because again, like I told you before, it was a low self-esteem thing that first started it. The second thing was going through an illness. I was like, okay, so I got the emotional, I got the physical, and boom, boom, it just started becoming something that I was like drawn to. I had to do it.
I want to shift. I'm going to cut to a quick ad break, but I do want to shift into formulating a ministry because a lot of people don't. Obviously, the birthing of a ministry usually doesn't come through a gym. At least they don't see it as such, right? Yeah. So this is definitely new. We're going to get into the birthing of a ministry after a quick word from our sponsors.
There's a hero in all of us waiting to be unleashed. All it takes is just that one last push. Activate the hero within with CBMK Global Supplements. All natural, steroid-free, designed to enhance performance, build muscle, and increase energy. You are unstoppable. You can do this. Become your own hero at www.cbmkglobal.store.
All right, y'all, I got with me today because Warrior Thirst is in my bag. I know you can see it. There you go. Camera stop blocking out. Superpowers, our number one best-selling pre-workout. Is this in Dragon Punch? Tropical Sunrise. But Warrior Thirst is in Honeydew Watermelon. I'm telling y'all, your life will not be the same. Use code CBMK at the discount. I'm telling y'all, best supplements on the planet, www.cbmkglobal.store. Ministry, well, we're back, I should say, with Darion, aka Treated Temple. Ministry is interesting. The call to it is divine, and it should be, though I do question some callings. What it is not, it's not a plaything, right? And throughout this sickness, as you describe, and God brought you through it and he healed you, you realize now the gift of healing you have to provide for others. You have to share this gift. And it is a gift and an anointing at that. You know, church is great, but church can be, and I grew up, I still am, you know, minister and all, but church people could just be a special, unique individual group of human beings. And a lot of times when something doesn't look like them or doesn't mirror what they're doing, it's demonized, right? Yeah. In the setting that I grew up in, you know, it's now getting more tolerable that fitness is becoming acceptable. But growing up, you know, that, you know, first of all, men and women didn't exercise together. A, B, that was considered carnal. And I'm like, that's carnal. That's fleshly. That ain't of God. Sitting there sweating, you know, like you'd hear stupid stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
So what was that initial conversation like? You know, God has given me the ministry of healing through this experience. And I had to share this experience to others. What was that like?
It was something that I felt was meant for me. I actually prayed over the whole idea of it. I felt as though that was the only thing I was really good at, because everything else I felt like, am I slow? You know, just kind of jokingly, but I'm saying like that was something I knew I could succeed in, and I could do it. If I didn't make money from it, I would be okay helping somebody do it, which is I did do for a long time. And looking at it now, these are the answers that I have to your question. I didn't know that back then, but I just know what God has called us to do, and he wants us to heal his land, so I got to do what my father told me to do.
That's
no other way around it.
Yeah. So you mentioned that, you know, you would do this without, and I think that's the key, like, even if you weren't paid for it, like, you just know, like, this is my assignment. Are there, what I mean by temptations, like, you know, you're in a great space at a great time that can make great gain. And right now the fitness industry is catering toward women. And I don't mean like that, like subjectively, but I think like right now it's definitely a woman flow, right? It's kind of an aura. You see the WNBA, the draft, the playoffs, most watched, even over the men's basketball, right? I looked at Chicago Sky tickets today. And I was like, well, you know, the season's about to start. You know, we just drafted Angel Reese. Last year, the tickets in the cheap seats were around $20. I look back on, it was $500, you know. So you really see that there is a market need for women in this space. Is there ever a temptation like, oh, man, you know, if I, you know, maybe less scripture, more, you know, whatever, I could get my, you know, Instagram followers up. You know, how do you stay pure to the calling?
Well, that's actually a good question, because I am in Miami. You know, here, everything is about skin and looking good, surgery, working out in the gym. So at this point in time, I'm not dealing with any temptations of that. But I know when I first got here, I thought I wanted to be a model, a fitness model. But then I realized that a lot of the stuff that they want you to do, I don't want to do. It's okay to take pictures, but I didn't want to be known for that. God had told me that's not what I told you to come here for, not to be a model. That is very self-fleshly. Sure. It's about self. That's what I want to say. So most times you'll see that, like you were saying before, some fitness trainers are all about the money and the body and look at this, get the muscles to pump yourself up. But then there's the side of God where he gives you the gift, not just for you. It's a gift. Like, what do you do when you give someone a gift on their birthday? You give it to them. So I'm giving something to people to help them. And that's the most fulfilling thing all the time, especially when it comes to family, anybody, you know. So, yep.
What is in your business, and I would say ours, in fitness in general, there is a lack of ownership. Something that's troubling me as a business leader, as an entrepreneur, I see us, people of color, Black people, mm-hmm. On the products, in the arenas, sometimes even on the label. But I don't, when you look at the fine print, you don't see it owned, manufactured by us, right? And to me, that's inherently problematic to only be the talent, right? Why do you think there's a lack of ownership?
I really think people are scared to go to that next level. And that's normal. You know, they have fear of what if it don't work out, or fear of what if nobody buys my product. So I really think it boils down to fear, you know, just fear. That's what it is.
Not Do you think that? Fail. No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just saying not wanting to fail.
Is the fear? Yeah, I get it. The fear of failure is real. And I don't know anybody who has not failed at something. I don't think you can be successful without failure. I think that success is a building block is failure in some instances, in a lot of instances. But is it fear or is it frustration? And here's what I'm saying. I think there is a fear to fail, but I think it's the frustration of, for some reason, if we do something, it's reviewed as lesser initially, even though we set the trends, right? The Migos song say we set the trends, but we never set the algorithm. And so if we do something and it's, you know, a check mark next to it, or I'm trying to think of these, or a tiger or whatever these, you know, brands are, it's more accepted because, you know, it's already stamped. Versus if we do something, I think it's kind of like, it's taken with a certain level of suspicion. Do you think that is still a ramification of slavery that we're still dealing with?
Yeah, it's still, I mean, I won't say it. Well, if you look online, people are talking about racism all the time. But I did want to add on to the fact that people don't want to work hard either. They want something handed to them. They want it to be microwave. We living in a microwave world. I mean, hence people getting surgery. People are actually like, sometimes they might buy followers or whatever. Whatever they do, I'm not knocking nobody or talking down on anyone, but that's the main thing, not wanting to go through anything.
That's true. I do think that some of it is laziness.
I didn't want to say it.
Now you can say it. I mean, some of it honestly is a lack of drive. And I will say this, a lack of patience. Maybe not always a lack of drive, but a lack of patience, willing to wait because, you know, who wants to wait 20 years for something to become a behemoth, right? When, you know, people just want to wait 20 days or 2 months or 2 years, right? So I do understand it from that angle. But when I get back, I want to switch gears and we want to talk about, you know, advice versus gimmicks. Because I know you brought up surgery. You live in Miami. So you live in the mecca of add-ons. I think it's the best I can think of any other word. So we're going to talk about, you know, sound advice versus gimmicks. We return after a quick word from our sponsors.
Unfortunately, every day is not a day of spring. Life is filled with toxic temptations designed to entice you, to destroy you, to manipulate you, to poison you, to harm you, to cancel you, and to make you sick. And at CVMK, we've designed supplements so that you can fight back. You can be who you were destined to be. You can unleash the hero within. With our signature supplement line, go to www.cvmkglobal.store.
All right, y'all, www.cvmkglobal.store. Got with me one of our vegan proteins here. I don't know why this thing is blocking. It just happens when you use the green screen. Transform chocolate and vanilla. Look, we have some amazing new drops this summer at www.cvmkglobal.store. You will not, I'm telling you, y'all, I make sure, first of all, let me talk as a co-founder of the company itself. All of our products have a certificate of analysis. Nothing will fail a doping test. Nothing mislabeled. Everything that's on the label is in your body. It's verified. I make sure we have the highest quality ingredients. You know why? Because I'm a type 1 diabetic. If I lied, then I hurt myself. You know, so look, y'all, www.cvkglobal.store. You will not be disappointed. Sound advice versus gimmicks. Sometimes there's pressure, you know, like I watch, and I don't know if it's just because, you know, when you're the leader of an organization, one of the leaders, you look at analytics and you look at stuff and you look at videos of, what do I say, bad advice that gets a lot of views and a lot of likes, right? You get do these type videos and you're like, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, totally the wrong advice, but this is absolutely gaining traction. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those, I would say, weird nuances, but you can't also knock it. In media, they say if it bleeds, it leads, right? So sometimes the gimmicks or I would say the stories that are not fully disclosed are the ones that gain or garner the most attention. For you, how do you stay on message and make sure that what you're putting out there is not only true and scientifically based and pure, but is also not misleading to the viewer?
Well, I want my reputation to be a person that's genuine. I want to make, you know, I'm always thinking like, what would my mom think if I post this? Or what would my, you know, because for her, she's like so, my parents are so godly. I look at them as, you know, of course, God is way higher, but I put that as a marker. And I'm always thinking like, will God be pleased of this? What, is this even fruitful? Is this even valuable? Right. Is this selfish? Because I'm not perfect. I've been through seasons where I post certain things that was just for myself or just, you know, about looks, you know, and then it comes with maturity and growing. Like, wait a minute, if I want to be set apart, I have to give value. If God gave me this gift, I have to deliver things in a truthful, genuine way, something that someone can relate to. So that's where I come from with things, especially now.
That makes a lot of sense. So for you, so I would say health is holiness. This is something I've been trying to create messaging around. Health is holiness.
It is. I like that.
It is, you know, because, you know, I think sometimes we focus on like being set apart is I don't do this, you know, and it's cool. And I think that's part of it. I do. I also think it's I do this, right? Like I do this. It's terrible, but I do this, right? Like I exercise. That's godliness as well. But sometimes I feel that the interest in monetization can skew stuff, right? I think a lot of people honestly are afraid of the investment. You know, they might say, man, you're right, which I think is also totally crock because people spend money on what they want to spend money on. So, you know, now I'm thinking about this, like it's almost contradictory. As a trainer, how do you convince people to invest in their own healing?
Well, you know, when I have potential clients that come in, I ask them their goals. You know, and I always say like, okay, I know you have physical goals, but do you have any goals that you want to work on outside of the gym? Because I feel like that is very important because one thing, if your mind isn't in it, you could forget about it. You know, you can say you want to do this and that, but if you're not mentally there, what's the outcome going to be? So I'm always real with people I talk to. I make sure I build that transparency with them. And just looking at what they need, not what I want to give them. I listen to their needs. That's what the goal setting and the assessments are about. And I build from that. So.
Would you say that there's nothing to fear? That done right. And I think there are avenues that now you're starting to talk about other things. Fitness is safe, particularly for women.
I feel it's safe for women. I don't see why not. I see pregnant women working out all the time.
I do too. I do. Yeah. Like you see it, like it's becoming like a normal thing now. Like, you know, like it's, you know, obviously the, you know, exercises are adjusted, but it's a normal thing. I think for so long, there was a stereotype of what a woman in fitness, particularly bodybuilding, because it wasn't in track. Because you had FloJo and Mary Jo, you had others. It was never questioned. It wasn't in tennis, but it was like specifically bodybuilding that females looked like this. And I think at a time because of, you know, steroid use and abuse, that became a perceived normal, but it wasn't a true normal, right? It wasn't even a real thing. Mm-hmm. It was just like a fringe. And now you're starting to see kind of, I would say, the barriers of that type of messaging really fall. And it's creating new conversations and new areas to think of. What after you get your goals, right? Like, how do you, as a spiritual coach, because you're not just a fitness coach, right? How do you also align them spiritually? What does that aspect look like?
You know, that's something that I am constantly building on right now, because I do work at a Jewish community center. So that's kind of, it has this hit or miss with that, but you know what Jewish community is. And I also work at the YMCA. So I run into unbelievers. I run into people who are whatever belief they have. I dealt with a lot of them. What I do is I always pray and I ask God to give me the right words to say to a person that don't know you. Because it's easy to talk to a Christian, you know, because you got things in common most times. But I try to make things relatable. And what I have this thing is what I do, I'll quote a scripture, but they don't even know I'm quoting a scripture. They're like, I like that. Like, because I have a Muslim client. She was like, I like that. I was like, yeah, that's in the Bible. And she was like, send me that. I was like, got you. So, there's a time and place. Like, even in the Word of God, it says to be respectful of other people. You know, of course, we want everyone to come to Christ, but you have to put things in a way that they can relate. Like Miles Monroe said, he said, you should be able to go to a place or a speaking event and not be able to talk about scripture all the time, but talk about scripture to where they don't know it. But then at the end of it all, they're asking you these questions and then you're leading them to Christ without them even knowing it. So God works in mysterious ways. And I always pray, God, more of you, less of me, help me to be a light, a vessel. And give me the right things to say to this person, because everybody's different.
I like that. I like that. Give me the right things to say to this person, that individuality. Look, when we return, I want to thank you again. I know we run out of time. I want to really focus on kind of what's next for you. How are you going to go about really launching this and making sure, you make a global impact after a quick word from our sponsors.
I literally just tried the best pre-workout on the planet. With Superpower pre-workout, you have increased focus and a power boost every single time you work out. It's not only packed with 225 milligrams of caffeine, but it also has citrulline and creatine. It's insane how much energy and focus I had during my workouts. If you're ready to take your workouts to the next level, then ditch your current pre-workout and get the Superpower pre-workout to be your own hero.
Y'all, www.cvmkglobal.store. Did I tell you that we building the next Nike? You think it's just supplements? If y'all saw what's coming down the pipeline, I'm telling you, one thing about us, and I'm not dissing anybody, it's going to be all manufactured here. A. B. Ethical. C. I won't even go into that. I'm going to leave that to spill for another episode. I want y'all to go www.cvmkglobal.store. All right. So building this thing out, it takes a considerable amount of time to, I would say, establish brand confidence. Everybody talks about brand awareness. I don't know if it's awareness. You can pay for awareness. You can pay to be seen. A clown is visible, right? But confidence, a reputation is different. Equity is something that's different. People trust the logo. What is your end goal with all this? Like, I know what my end goal is. My end goal, my wife and I, our end goal is to build this thing as a way to challenge the giants that exist, at the same time shift the narrative, shift the focus, shift the culture, create the new wave of what fitness is, what apparel is, what health is, own the thing. become super, super old. And whoever the CEO is, hopefully I have a son, daughter, grandchild that, you know, believes in reading and working hard. And if I can't pass it to them, I'll pass it to the next best person. That's the goal, right? What is the goal for you in this lane?
Well, my goal is actually to start like a health community. You know, I noticed that everybody say, oh, I want to own my own gym. And I really don't feel, I'm not too big on wanting my own gym. The thing is, what I want to do is start like a community of health. So I have already actually had a few events. I have something called Temporary Pain Camp, not temporary, but Temple. My name is Trita Temple, but Temporary Pain, because temporary pain within our body, because I mean, nothing lasts forever. So like I tell all my clients, my group classes, this is temporary pain. Those results are forever as long as you remain consistent. You, when you pray, when you fast, when you work out, all the things you go through, that sticky mud, hardness, is temporary. But the end goal is health. So my thing is just to spread this word around Miami, like South Florida, wherever around the world, of what God wants for everyone. He wants us to live abundantly. So sorry about that. Just a big community, building a big community for mental, like I already have people actually working with me, mental health. You know, they actually went to school for this. I'm doing the physical health. I have someone doing the spiritual and the emotional, like with poetry, things like that. People coming out that work at hospitals, things like that. And we already have things going. I just want to deliver the word of God and just start. I'll say a health ministry, a worldwide health ministry, because the time that we're in right now, we really need this. And that's all I want to do. I want to have at least 1,000 people at a big event, and we're talking about physical health, mental health, spiritual health, emotional health, financial health, and just giving glory to God, you know. So that's my lane. It's already in works. I already done 2 temporary pain camps already. So the next ones to come, I'm really asking God to put his hand on it, to heal a lot of people and to give people their fight back, their confidence. I just actually got off a call with some girls from the church, and we were talking about discipline. Those are things that we need to work on, disciplining ourselves physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially. And I believe the world will become a better place. Like, I just really want to make a difference by starting a health ministry within the community of the world, not just in the church, because those people already know God. We need to get to the people
who know God. We hope they know.
We hope.
Right, we hope. That's an assumption, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Church needs saving too.
Exactly. The church is a hospital. That's why we all there. You're so right. But yeah, health ministry. That's my lane right there, health ministry.
Perfect. Well, look, Darion, aka Trita Temple, I want to thank you. You have been absolutely fantastic. My prayer is that the Lord allows the ministry to become bigger than what you could ever imagine. Like, to blow your mind, and that the impact of it creates conversion, creates winning of souls to Christ, but also an understanding of, if you destroy this temple, what temple can you worship God in? Right? And I do not want to separate the worship of Christ to the obedience. And I think the two go hand in hand. And I was like, if you convert them, but they still destroy it, you know, I believe they'll be saved. But the life that they could have had, the things that they could have done, can be greatly impacted. So my prayer is that the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit abide with you henceforth now, as they say in church. Darion, you have been absolutely amazing. Where can the people connect with you? Where can they support you? Where can they join these events?
Okay, well, you can follow me on Instagram at Treated Temple. I also have a YouTube channel, Treated Temple Tales. That's T-A-L-E-S. And really, that's it. Oh, if you're in South Florida, the Miami area, come down to Now Church. Come hang out with us. Come kick it with us. 3600 College Avenue, Davie, Florida, 11 a.m. every single Sunday. The fire of God is in the building, and we just want y'all to be healed physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. That's me.
Y'all, connect with on YouTube, Treated Temple Tales, Instagram, Treated Temples. You're in South Florida, visit the church and Now Church. Y'all, you know what you got to do, your boy, CVMK. One word, four letters, YouTube, CVMK. It's really simple. Just subscribe, like, share, comment. I'm telling you. If you want to keep seeing amazing leaders like we have on today, it's simple. That encourages me to continue. And if you don't, I'm going to still continue because this is what I'm called to do. Instagram, CVMK33, the personal and the business, y'all. We are over 70,000. But we're going to get, I told you we're going to break 100,000. And we're going to do it very, 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 very soon. I'm declaring by my birthday in June, it shall be done. CVMK underscore global podcast page. It is what it is underscore show. Fan base, y'all, look, the one who did the algorithm for Instagram has his own platform, fan base. As a content creator, if you're not on, get on. Fan base, CVMK, access CVMK Globe, TikTok at CVMK, access CVMK Global, excuse me, access CVMK Globe, and we're the best fitness supplements, health supplements, performance supplements, and apparel are www.cvmkglobal.store. And until next time, guys, thanks.
If you think exercise alone got me looking like this, well, think again. CVMK Global Super Thick got me right. I'm obsessed, and yeah, I won't stop talking about it because it helped me grow in all the right places. Its creatine provides a fast and reliable way to increase your power, size, and shape, and it's scientifically proven to help you reach your physical goals in a safe, controlled manner. So if you want to increase muscle size, pump, and thickness in your muscle groups, you need Super Thick.